There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk about the finance of football now, in particular football training here in Dubai. And that is because Arsenal, the Premier League football club, is the latest to touch down in Dubai for their winter training. Already here, we have three players from Manchester United, another Premier League club. Earlier on this year, we had Cristiano Ronaldo, the Portugal and Juventus star here, Novak Djokovic, the tennis player. I could go on. So why do they all come to Dubai? Well, Chris Brown is the global football director at It's Just Football. It's effectively a tour operator, a tour company for these big sporting teams. We asked him, what's the secret sauce that Dubai has? There are many other hot places that European or global football teams could go to.
I mean, it's just going back to that combination. If you look at probably Dubai in general and how it's seen, how it's perceived, is that obviously we have fantastic hotels, but that is the restaurants, is the nightlife that the players obviously enjoy.
Nightlife? Yeah. I thought they were here for training camps.
Yeah, certain players enjoy the nightlife more than others. But, if you're looking at the Eastern European teams and the Chinese teams, they're here to work very hard. So there's two types of training camps, really, is that you'll get teams here for, it's their pre-season. So this is the time that they'll come and they'll do double sessions each day. But then you'll get the British clubs who are coming for more of a break, but they'll put some training in as well.
Perhaps the biggest draw card for these teams is the Nadal Sheba Sports Complex, which is near the Maidan Stadium, as you would expect, given its name Nadal Sheba. Now, it's not open to the public, but lots of international sports bars do enjoy training there, including Hamburg, the German football club. They were here in Dubai a couple of years ago. This is their manager at the time, Bernd Wehmeyer, explaining why the Nadal Sheba Complex in particular is such a magnet for sporting teams.
This field here at Nadal Sheba, you can't do it better. It's perfect. Then you have all the other facilities that we can use. After the training, they can use the ice lab, for example, to recover very quickly.
Well, the director of that sports complex at Nadal Sheba is Rob Wadsworth, and I'm delighted to say he joins us now on the line. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks very much indeed. I drive past your complex on a regular basis because my kids go to school near there. But it's one of these mysterious things. You know it's there, but you can't go in. Why is this such a magnet for the global sporting elite?
Well, I think we're very fortunate. We've got a wide range of really, what I suggested, world-class facilities that we can offer for teams and athletes from all over the globe to come into Dubai and complete their training, whether it's specific training for specific events or competitions, or whether it's rehabilitation from injury. We can do it within the facilities we've got. We can do it in privacy, so they can train and it can be exclusive for them. And then we are part of a wider package that Dubai can offer that Chris Brown touched on earlier as well, in terms of the whole package for these athletes and teams.
Now, I know His Highness the Crown Prince Sheikh Hamdan has been very, very supportive of this facility, and on your Instagram account there are many pictures of him either working out there or hanging out with some of the global stars that come here. But it's not the kind of place that I can just rock up and get a one-year membership for, is it, Rob?
Unfortunately, no. We are a private facility, and it is geared towards those international teams and athletes coming into Dubai who want to train in world-class facilities. So unfortunately, it's not open to the broader public.
You do occasionally throw open your doors because some of the sports teams here do like to sort of meet and greet their fans. I know two of the Scottish clubs that have been here recently, Rangers and Celtic, have both had a kind of open house. How does that work?
Yeah, it went really well. We have, when the teams come in, we generally work with them closely in terms of what they want to do. So some of them will have, they'll want to do open training sessions with media, so we'll invite selected media in. Some of them will want to do open training sessions with fans, and as I'm sure you can imagine, there's various supporters groups in Dubai from clubs around the world, so we'll open up to supporters groups to come in and watch parts of sessions or all the sessions. And the players are generally pretty good in terms of doing the signatures, doing the selfies, and helping and talking to the fans when they do come in.
Of course, the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo, the Arsenal football team, they're going to grab the headlines when they're here at your facility. But a lot of work you do is with Paralympic athletes, isn't it? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've sort of broadened out what we do over the last couple of years. So we've worked closely with a lot of football teams from Europe and England and into the East as well. We've also started to diversify into other sports. So So over the course of the year, we've hosted the Australian cricket team for testing. We've hosted the official Team GB training camp for head of the World Athletics Championships. And then most recently, we've had the USA Paralympic team in, who were preparing for the World Para Games, which were held in Dubai back in October time. And again, it just gives us that diversity of what we can offer. We've got a range of facilities here. We can do the power athletes as well as the able-bodied athletes, and give that whole inclusive experience for them.
Finally, it's not completely off limits for people who live in Dubai, is it? There's something called the Nad Al Sheba Sports Tournament that happens. What can you tell us about that and how people can get involved?
Yeah, we have an annual Ramadan tournament. So it's, as you expect, over the period of Ramadan, for a three-week sports tournament in a range of sports. So including futsal, volleyball, running races, cycling races, paddle tennis, and the entries for that are going live in the next couple of weeks. It's organised through Dubai Sports Council and ourselves together in partnership, and it gives the opportunity for people to come in, take part in the tournaments, win prizes, and it's held over the month of Ramadan, as I say, and the tournament tends to kick off around 9-10 p.m. at night, so after those final prayers. So welcome people to come down and watch and take part.
Rob, I'll let you go. You've got the Arsenal team touching down shortly. Busy time for you. Rob Wadsworth is the director of the Nad Al Sheba Sports Complex, a real hub for global athletes descending here in Dubai.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.